Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
It's the segment where we give parents an opportunity to share a problem, a situation, or a dilemma they may be facing. And listeners can weigh in with any advice that could be helpful. This is a tough one today because it sounds like this poor mom, who we'll call Stacy today, has tried everything possible to keep her 17-year-old son from going off the rails. Not a single thing has worked. And as a parent, what's the last resort? How far are you willing to go to get your kid on track before it's too late? The message is as follows. Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm asking if you can please help me and read my message on your show. I'm a 42-year-old single parent, three kids. My 17-year-old is the middle one. I'm currently typing this crying because I don't know what to do anymore, and it's been such a struggle. I have no issues with my other two kids, but my 17-year-old, on the other hand, has been a handful these past 2 years. Refuses to help around the house, skips his classes all the time. He failed the last two semesters of high school last year. He had to repeat the whole junior year. I even convinced the principal to give him a chance to pass, and he gave him an ultimatum, which was as long as he showed up for the last 2 months of spring and did his work, he would pass. He skipped a total of 10 days during those 2 months and failed. This past summer, the principal offered three summer classes. I told him I would buy him a car if he passed all three classes to motivate him. He got dropped because he's not doing his homework. The summer classes were even online. This year, he tells me he'd rather drop out of high school and get a job, which enraged me and told him it was unacceptable and that I doubted he would be able to hold a job with this obvious lack of discipline. It turned into a screaming match, and he left to his dad's apartment. I work 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and I try to wake him up before I leave for work, but once I leave, he goes back to sleep. He stays up all night, staying on the phone or playing video games. I took away his phone and I took away his console, but his dad bought him new ones and called me a bad mother.
Oh, God.
It hurts. I tried taking him to therapy, but he refuses to go. And I really don't know where to go from here. I try to help him. I try to be nice. I try to be assertive, but nothing works. If anyone listening has really sound advice, it would mean so much. I am so emotionally drained. It hurts.
Wow, she's really going through it, isn't she?
It sounds like she's tried everything and nothing works. What do you do in that situation when you got a 17-year-old who just sounds like he's just giving up? What do you do? Do you just let? Sometimes you got to let people burn and figure it out on their own. You can only do so much, especially as a parent, I'm assuming.
Right.
But after this, like, you've tried and tried. Where do you go from here? I mean, you never want to give up on your kid, I'm sure. But at some point, it doesn't sound like your ex is any help.
Right. Well, that is really something. I mean, I just think that you're right, Moose. You do have to let your kids crash and burn. And I know that's not sound advice that she's probably hoping for. But, I mean, my parents did.
Well, when it came to certain situations, I'm sure. I'd love to hear from you guys. If you got kids, if you've dealt with teenagers that struggle like this, 585-252-9800. Yeah, you've gotten into trouble and your parents were like, yeah, you're on your own.
I'm still paying it back to this day.
You screwed around in college.
Uh-huh.
Like, you pay for it now.
Yeah. It's devastating, to be honest, because...
What, to pay for school?
I mean,
what's
I was in a position where I didn't have to pay for school, and then I screwed it all up, and now I have to pay for school.
Yeah, you learned the hard way.
And I'm paying copious amounts of loans with copious amounts of interest. So there's that. It's not great.
If your kid wants to drop out of high school at 17 and decide he wants to get a job, even though he clearly has no motivation, no ambition... Do you just let him figure it out on his own?
This person says the dad needs to step in. If the dad just allows him to give up, then that's enough for the kid not to care. Another thought is whether the older sibling could step in and kind of give him a wake-up call of some sort as well. This person says, at this point, I would just have the boy go live with his father. She's not giving up. She did everything that she could, and now it's time for the father to actually try and put this kid on track.
Let me pick up some phone calls here coming in. PXY, who's this?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Go ahead.
Hi. So this kid obviously has something going on, you know, where he's maybe depressed or just doesn't have, you know, that motivation to finish. So if this mom's done everything she can, sometimes the best thing you can do is tell them, listen, you either graduate.
Yeah.
You get your GED. If you choose to get a job while you're living under my roof, your job has to help pay for the roof that you're under, like a normal functioning adult.
Yes.
Or you move in with your dad.
Oh, which has got to be so tough for that to happen,
too. Yes. Which, and it would be, but if that's his choice, that's his choice, because now he's almost 18, which is
legal,
you know,
adult.
Right.
Exactly. So he either helps with the house and learns how to be an adult and realize, you know, you're not going to get a great job if you don't even have a high school diploma,
right,
which he'll figure out pretty quickly. So maybe that'll switch him back to get either his GED or go back to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Or he can go to his dad's, who it sounds like isn't being very helpful in letting him slack off. And then eventually his dad will get fed up and realize, hey, something's got to be done. So he'll be able to put the same, you know, ultimatum on him: graduate, GED, or get a job and help.
Yeah. You know, is we have a text message coming in from Maria that said, let him get a job. I was the exact same way as a teen. I barely passed high school, but I found that I'm much more disciplined at a job. I truly believe some people just do better staying busy and working versus sitting and staring at a board all day. But I'm the type of person where I had to figure it out and somebody had to let me crash and burn before I got it together. I think that's what it comes down to, is people need to understand how the real world works.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe getting into a trade will help him. Like, you know, some people really, maybe there's a learning, you know, block where he's not able to get past. And he's starting to feel that, and he's maybe feeling like a failure.
Yeah, he's slowly giving
up. So giving him the option to say, okay, let's learn a trade. And if you can succeed at this trade, then great. Maybe he can work his way up, you know, as an electrician or a plumber or something like that, because there's not enough people working the trades anyways.
I just beg that he would do that in high school, you know what I mean? So it's free through BOCES, but, you know.
That's great advice.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks, Stephanie. Yep.
This person says, sounds like she should just let them sink or swim. If he drops out, he should probably get his GED. Good morning. As a social worker and having a kid that struggles like this too, the reality is that he's old enough to live with his own consequences of his decisions. She can love him, but not support his bad choices.
This
good
is
news
like-
is he's an adult for far long enough, and a teenager, he will figure this out. He's not doomed for life.
No, I don't think he is either. He's still young. But it's like the Mel Robbins theory we talked about last week.
That's what this person just said.
Yeah, let him.
Like, basically using the theory.
So Diana says, my husband was a wild child, dropped out of high school, got into drugs, got his GED. At 19, he realized he didn't want to live the lifestyle he was living anymore. So he enrolled in college, went to rehab, got a job where he met me, and is now an amazing human. He excels at his job in medical sales, wonderful husband and father, and is 10 years sober. But he had to want that for himself. No matter what others told him, he had to want to change his life up. And it's going to hurt to hear this, but you can't force your son to change, especially at his age. He's going to come to a point where he has to want to do it on his own. It was 100%, yeah. Mm-hmm. D says, I think you need to let him drop out, get a job, and learn how life works for what it's worth. My brother dropped out of high school. It took years, but he finally got it together. It's not the end-all, be-all, Stacy. So there's still a lot of hope, but I think Stephanie made a good point. He either can stay in school, finish it off, or go to get his GED, or if he does drop out and get a job, he has to pay to live at home, mm-hmm. help pay for that mortgage or that rent, or he's got to go live with his dad.
Right.
And that's going to be a tough conversation to have, but it needs to be had.
Absolutely.
You got to make sure he's uncomfortable, because right now it sounds like he's pretty comfortable. Thanks for all the messages in on this one this morning, guys. There's still a lot coming in, and I'll send these over to Stacy after the show today. It's Peaks Why Mornings. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy, a leading national health program, just released nutrition guidelines for kids focused on primarily what they should drink. And I got to tell you, there are some teenagers that are not going to be happy because they are saying no caffeine before the age of 19. And let's be honest, there's a lot of teenagers that are already addicted to those caramel frappuccinos.
Yes, they are.
That's not coffee, by the way. It's milk. It's a milkshake. That's
just that's, sugar. That's milk and sugar.
It's a dessert. If you have a teenager, you're more than likely familiar with Prime. It's that high caffeinated energy drink that social media influencer Logan Paul developed. I mean, if you're looking for a heart attack, probably wouldn't recommend it. It has 200 milligrams of caffeine. That's six times the amount of caffeine in a 12-ounce can of Coke. So there's a director of healthy eating research, and they were like discussing all the studies they did on kids who intake caffeine on the regular. I'm sure it's not a huge surprise, but there was a lot of negatives.
Yeah.
It led to sleep disturbances, depression, mood swings, mood disorders, and increased risk of other negative behaviors. They're saying it increased people doing, a lot of these teens doing alcohol and tobacco. But she also points out caffeine can also cause high blood pressure, heart palpitations, and the leading expert panel, to conclude that kids and teens should avoid caffeine as much as possible. The group advised parents to limit even 100% fruit juice. When's it going to end?
It's never going to end.
They said research shows that the healthiest choice for kids for adequate hydration is water and pasteurized cow's milk. Because if you are giving your kids nothing but fruit juice, that means later on down the road, they're going to eat less and less of fruits and vegetables.
What?
So if your kid is sweating his ass off on the soccer field, give him a water bottle full of pasteurized cow's milk.
I'm so good. No, I'm so good. Thank you.
I need a Gatorade.
So much.
There's too much sugar.
I need electrolytes. No.
Coming up on the show, I love when we do this segment because we never know what we're going to get. Call or text us now to share your unpopular opinions with us. 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open. There, I said it. It's coming up next.
98 PXY. Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
All right, let's get unhinged, shall we? 585-252-9800 for There I Said It. We will get to all your unpopular opinions because it's time to clear
the air.
Let's get go over
that there. Stampede of elephants out of the room.
What's up, Rob? Good morning, guys. The parking people in this city suck. There, I said it. Well, they're just doing their job, Rob.
So I have a theory on them. I think they all were like hall monitors in middle school and like bus patrol people. You know, when you have the sash and you think you're like it,
well,
that's them.
Listen, when the meter's up, the meter's up. They got a job to do. What are you gonna, you know, it's a tough job at times. People are pulling knives on them. Or shanks. Who else is here?
Not the shanks.
Lydia says, I honestly think that fumes from cars and buses smell so good. I know it's weird. There, I said it.
No, oh. I get that. I fully love the smell of a musty basement.
Well, hit us back up in 5 years, Lydia. We want to take bets on whether or not you're going to be brain dead by then.
She's drinking gasoline. We don't know. All right, let's get into it, shall we?
Guzzling gasoline, yes.
No, but that was on my strange addiction.
No they way, you can't survive that.
Google it.
You can't
Google it.
What were they doing?
Google it. They were drinking gasoline.
I don't believe that for a second. Your body can't intake gasoline and be okay. Was she pouring it on her cornflakes? There's no way.
Drinks. Gas.
She drinks a bunch of gasoline. That's her cocktail over ice.
There's Shannon.
Likes a
Shannon's
cigarette.
Family wants her to stop drinking gasoline.
Oh, come on.
I'm telling you.
I wonder how many episodes of My Strange Addiction were totally produced.
I literally can't.
Like, do you remember the guy that was in love? He was making love every night to his car.
Yep.
What was it? Like a Pontiac? He had to come out of the closet to his father and say, yeah, I've been making love to my vehicle.
And then they ended up breaking up, him and his car, and then he fell in love.
With a bus.
No, with a carnival ride.
What? He fell in love with a carnival ride after the car?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's someone for everyone, you guys. I think mine for today is people who order, I know I've mentioned this already twice on the show this morning, it's because I'm pissed. People who order frappuccinos and iced lattes with whipped cream love coffee. That's not coffee. That's dessert.
That's ice cream.
You love milkshakes, not coffee.
Right.
So stop convincing yourself that you need coffee in the morning to function. No, you don't. You just need a milkshake. That's giving you diabetes. There, I said it.
You say the word diabetes on this show more than I would like to admit.
No, when? When's
like
the last time?
You always are saying diabetes.
Should I be saying diabetes?
No. I'm not saying you're saying it wrong. I'm just saying you say the word a lot.
I disagree.
Pulling all the air checks.
There is a lot of things that give you diabetes. I'm just saying.
Mine for today is this. I prefer crew necks over hoodies. There, I said it. I feel like hoodies are constantly horse collaring you, and I just feel more free in a crew neck. And I don't know. I just feel like more people should wear more crew necks. There, I said it.
I love a good hoodie. I really do.
I don't like the strings. It's just a lot. But that's just
thanks for that hot take, Breezy.
Thank you so much.
Let's go over to our girl Cassandra. Guys, my mom has the worst dating advice ever. There, I said it. Someone saying there are 8 billion other people out there when you get broken up with is the worst thing you can say to somebody. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
listen, I got to tell you, out of those 8 billion people, you still walk away empty-handed.
Yeah.
It's really tough out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you guys so much for being vulnerable with us this morning. We really do want to be your sounding board. So
let's go over to Kelvin. I'll take some stretch marks on women any day of the week. I like my ladies with a little bit of mileage. You guys feel me? Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, it's sexy when what is the old saying? It's hotter when a tiger earns their stripes.
Right.
I don't know. That's just what I read on a Snapple cap one time.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, we all got them. You know what I mean?
If you don't have them, you're weird. There, I said it. Period.
We have a phone call. Hello, PXY. Who's this? Hello, PXY.
Hey, this is Owen.
Hi, Owen.
What's up, Owen?
Hey, guys. So I have a there, I said it for today.
Okay.
Make it juicy.
Oh my god, it's this is actually so weird. I'm talking to you guys right now. My there I said it is I think dry January is ridiculous, and even though I have been pretending to do it all month with my girlfriend, I have actually been drinking the entire time.
Oh, you've been boozed on the side. Right.
Oh, and you sound like you've been drinking this morning.
Oh, no.
Yep, there I said it.
Oh, listen, Owen, you caught us at the very end of the segment. We need more details on this. Are you cool if we talk to you in a couple minutes coming into the next segment?
Oh, yeah.
We need to know why, though. We need to know why you decided. By the way, does your girlfriend have any idea that you were drinking the entire month of January?
No, none whatsoever.
Haven't hinted. All right, stay right there, buddy, because we need more info. We're going to get Owen back on the phone with us and finish this conversation coming up next.